Test 2, Part 3. You will hear 5 short extracts in which people are talking about looking for a new home. For questions 19 to 23, choose from the list A to H what each speaker says about it. Use the letters only once. There are 3 extra letters which you do not need to use. You now have 30 seconds to look at part 3. Speaker 1. What we really don't want is to live too far away from the centre and all the facilities, so we only want to look at property within central London. We know that the property in central London is very expensive, but we got a really good price for our previous house, so money is no object, especially since we are looking for a much smaller place. The old house had become unmanageable, especially because the garden was so large. But now we're down to 1 dog, so the smaller garden will do just fine. On the other hand, we've acquired a 2nd car, so we'll need a bigger garage. Speaker 2.
John comes from a very large family, and they are always coming to stay. I don't mind them coming, not at all. They're all good fun and do more than their fair share of cooking and helping out. But the flat really is too small. I mean, it's very difficult having 14 people sleeping all over the floor, isn't it? That's why we're looking to move. I think the answer might be a guest house or a house with a very large loft that we can convert into bedrooms. We're both great fans of traditional style buildings and hate anything modern. Have you got anything you can show us?
Speaker 3. 4 years ago, we bought a house that needed a lot of repairs because we thought it'd be cheaper to buy it for less and have the repairs done ourselves. I now think it wasn't worth the time or effort it took. In fact, it turned out to be more expensive in the end. No, this time I want a place I can move into straight away, and I've got the cash to pay for it. My recently deceased uncle left me a large sum of money. Speaker 4.
Mark accuses me of being ruled by our pets. And I must admit, I wouldn't consider a house that didn't have a large garden so that the dogs can run around free. Now that our children have left home, we only need a 2-bedroom house. We're looking for something near the coast, as Charles has finally bought his dream boat and wants to be within walking distance from the marina.
Speaker 5. I dream of having a tennis court or a swimming pool, but our budget limits us to £300,000, so it doesn't seem too likely that we'll be able to afford that sort of thing. Also, what with the price of houses in the part of a city we want to live in, we may have a problem. I refuse to take out another mortgage, and Laura agrees with me, so we'll see. Now, you'll hear part three again. Speaker 1. What we really don't want is to live too far away from the centre and all the facilities, so we only want to look at property within central London. We know that the property in central London is very expensive, but we got a really good price for our previous house, so money is no object, especially since we are looking for a much smaller place. The old house had become unmanageable, especially because the garden was so large. But now we're down to one dog, so the smaller garden will do just fine. On the other hand, we've acquired a second car, so we'll need a bigger garage. Speaker 2.
John comes from a very large family, and they are always coming to stay. I don't mind them coming, not at all. They're all good fun and do more than their fair share of cooking and helping out. But the flat really is too small. I mean, it's very difficult having 14 people sleeping all over the floor, isn't it? That's why we're looking to move. I think the answer might be a guest house or a house with a very large loft that we can convert into bedrooms. We're both great fans of traditional style buildings and hate anything modern. Have you got anything you can show us?
Speaker 3. 4 years ago, we bought a house that needed a lot of repairs because we thought it'd be cheaper to buy it for less and have the repairs done ourselves. I now think it wasn't worth the time or effort it took. In fact, it turned out to be more expensive in the end. No, this time I want a place I can move into straight away, and I've got the cash to pay for it. My recently deceased uncle left me a large sum of money. Speaker 4.
Mark accuses me of being ruled by our pets. And I must admit, I wouldn't consider a house that didn't have a large garden so that the dogs can run around free. Now that our children have left home, we only need a two-bedroom house. We're looking for something near the coast, as Charles has finally bought his dream boat and wants to be within walking distance from the marina.
Speaker 5. I dream of having a tennis court or a swimming pool, but our budget limits us to £300,000, so it doesn't seem too likely that we'll be able to afford that sort of thing. Also, what with the price of houses in the part of a city we want to live in, we may have a problem. I refuse to take out another mortgage, and Laura agrees with me, so we'll see. That's the end of part three. Now turn to part four.